WKBK, Walsenburg, Alamosa, and Trinidad, Southern Colorado's best country music. It's 10 o'clock.
Good morning, and welcome to Trinity Lutheran Church in Alamosa. We're glad you tuned in today. Trinity Lutheran is located at 52 El Rio Drive in Alamosa, Colorado. Pastor Jason Cody and the congregation at Trinity Lutheran welcome you to join them every Sunday, in person or right here on KSPK. And now, let's take you live to this morning's worship service with Pastor Jason Cody.
Good morning. Welcome to our service this morning, which is we're celebrating the seventh Sunday of Pentecost. Welcome to all our guests and visitors. I see a lot. I think a lot of you are with Dick and Judith Greitz. Welcome to all of you. We also welcome our listeners on the radio to KSPK. We begin our service this morning by singing hymn number 537, Beautiful Savior. We begin our service with the invocation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We read in unison from Luther's Small Catechism, the fourth petition to the Lord's Prayer. Give us this day our daily bread.
What does this mean? God certainly gives daily bread to everyone without our prayers, even to all evil people. But we pray in this petition that God will lead us to realize this and to receive our daily bread with thanksgiving. What does this mean by daily bread? Daily bread includes everything that has to do with the support and the needs of the body, such as food, drink, clothing, shoes, house, home, land, animals, money, goods, without husband or wife, without children, without workers, without faithful rulers, good government, good weather, peace, health, self-control, good reputation, good friends, faithful neighbors, and the like.
To be seated. We continue with our confession and absolution hymn number 543, What Wondrous Love Is This? Our responsive introit this morning is from Psalm 119 and Psalm 50. Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me.
With my whole heart, I cry. Answer me, O Lord. I will keep your statutes.
I call to you, save me, that I may observe your testimonies.
I rise before God and cry for help. I hope in your words.
My eyes are awake before the watches of the night, that I meditate on your promise.
Hear my voice according to your steadfast love. O Lord, according to your justice, give me life. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and it will be forever. Amen.
Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. Please stand, if you're able, for the Kyrie. Lord, have mercy
upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us.
We continue with hymn 155, This is the Feast. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, you have prepared for those who love you such good things as surpass our understanding. Cast out all sins and evil desires from us and pour into our hearts your Holy Spirit to guide us into all blessedness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated. Our Old Testament reading this morning is from Genesis chapter 18. Then the Lord said, because the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and their sin is very grave. I will go down to see whether they have done altogether according to the outcry that has come to me, and if not, I will know. So the men turned from there and went toward Sodom, but Abraham still stood before the Lord. Then Abraham drew near and said, Will you indeed sweep away the righteous with the wicked? Suppose there are 50 righteous within the city. Will you then sweep away the place and not spare it for the 50 righteous who are in it? Far be it from you to do such a thing, to put the righteous to death with the wicked, so that the righteous fare as the wicked. Far be that from you. Shall not the judge of all the earth do what is just? And the Lord said, If I find at Sodom 50 righteous in this city, I will spare the whole place for their sake. Abraham answered and said, Behold, I have undertaken to speak to the Lord. Who am I but dust and ashes? Suppose 5 of the 50 righteous are lacking. Will you destroy the whole city for lack of 5? And he said, I will not destroy it if I find 45 there. Again he spoke to him and said, Suppose 40 are found there. He answered, For the sake of 40, I will not do it. Then he said, Oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak. Suppose 30 are found there. He answered, I will not do it if I find 30 there. He said, Behold, I have undertaken to speak to the Lord. Suppose 20 are found there. He answered, For the sake of 20, I will not destroy it. Then he said, Oh, let not the Lord be angry. I will speak again, but this once. Suppose 10 are found there. He answered, For the sake of 10, I will not destroy it. And the Lord went his way. When he had finished speaking to Abraham, and Abraham returned to his place. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our epistle lesson this morning is from Colossians chapter 2. Therefore, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. See to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy and empty deceit, according to the human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the world, and not according to Christ. For in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily, and you have been filled in him, who is the head of all rule and authority. In him also you are circumcised with a circumcision made without hands, by putting off the body of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through faith in the powerful working of God, who raised him from the dead. And you, who were dead in your trespasses with him, having forgiven us all our trespasses, and you who were dead in your trespasses and this uncircumcision of your flesh, God made alive together with him, having forgiven us all our trespasses, by canceling the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands. This he set aside, nailing it to the cross. He disarmed the rulers and authorities and put them in open shame by triumphing over them in him. Therefore, let no one pass judgment on you in questions of food and drink, or with regard to a festival or a new moon or a Sabbath. These are a shadow of the things to come. But the substance belongs to Christ. Let no one disqualify you, insisting on asceticism and worship of angels, going on in detail about visions puffed up without reason by his sensuous mind, and not holding fast to the head, from whom the whole body, nourished and knit together through its joints and ligaments, grows with the growth that is from God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand if you're able. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 11th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples. And he said to them, when you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins. For we ourselves forgive everyone who is indebted to us, and lead us not into temptation. And he said to them, which of you who has a friend will go to him at midnight and say to him, friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine has arrived on a journey, and I have nothing to set before him. And he answered him from within, do not bother me, the door is now shut, and my children are with me in my bed. I cannot give up and give you anything. I tell you, though he will not get up and give him anything because he is a friend, yet because of his impudence, he will rise and give him whatever he needs. And I tell you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, it will be opened. What father among you, if his son asks for a fish, will instead give him a serpent? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Our sermon hymn this morning is hymn number 725.
Our sermon today is written by Vicar Joshua Cody for the seventh Sunday after Pentecost. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Sodom and Gomorrah, ever heard of it? I know you have. This historical account from Genesis is another one of those ancient histories that if read over quickly, we can miss great significance. We risk reducing this account into law, and even more importantly, we can miss the foreshadowing of something much greater. A great place to start when considering this text is our divine service. Every time we gather following our confession of sins and absolution, we sing the Kyrie, Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. This seems so common to us Lutherans. We hear these words every week. Easily memorized, maybe even mindlessly spoken, and then we are moving on. But slow down and consider these words with me. This plea echoes down the centuries, down millennia to us. These words have been spoken from the lips of blind beggars and lepers. These simple words have spilled from the mouths of desperate saints. Though they seem so common to us, we share them with all those who call upon the name of the Lord. And in today's Old Testament reading, we find a man daring to say something very similar. Abraham, the father of the faithful, boldly approaches God and pleads. Notice that he is bold to pray. His words are persistent. Abraham's plea is not even for himself, rather, it is for the people of Sodom. Frankly, Abraham tries like crazy to avert the coming judgment. But take note. What might be even more striking is that the Lord listens. This Lord of Abraham is patient to listen to this bold intercession. This Lord is reasonable and calm. He is long-suffering and seems to desire mercy. Today in the text, we approach the same Lord with boldness. The reading opens with the Lord declaring, because the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is great and their sin is very grave, we learn right away that the Lord is listening. The Lord has heard the cry of the oppressed, those who are suffering under the sin of this city. He has heard the plea of those who have been violated, and his justice will not be silent. Brothers and sisters, this truth reminds us that God takes sin very seriously. As we speak in the divine service, we justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. God's holiness cannot abide evil. Sodom and Gomorrah are both a historical record and a picture of sin's worst expressions. From the biblical text, we hear of violence, lust, pride, contempt for God's order, terrible sins. But before judgment falls, God himself comes down to see. And amazingly, he brings faithful Abraham into the conversation. Why? It is not because God lacks information, but because he loves his creation. He will reveal his character to Abraham, and through his word, he will reveal his character to you as well. Abraham begins the famous plea with what can only be described as a reverent negotiation. We all know this story. He starts with 50 righteous people, then 45, then 40, 30, 20, finally 10. And each step, Abraham shows fear and reverence for the Lord, saying things like, I who am but dust and ashes, oh, let not the Lord be angry. Not a bad way to talk to God. But this is not prideful bargaining, it is faithful pleading. Remember, Abraham had faith, and through it he knew God. He trusted not in the merit of Sodom, but in the mercy of God. He dared to hope that God would spare a wicked city for the sake of a few. Not because they were righteous, but because God is merciful. In our divine service, we see a picture of this in the prayer of the church. Every Sunday, we faithful Christians intercede for the world. We pray for our nation and for those in authority. We pray for the church, for the believers, and for the unbelieving. We pray for those suffering and dying. We intercede for those who slander us, defame our character in our own community. And we come before the Lord and plead for God to have mercy. And just like Abraham, we do not pray because we are worthy. We who are but dust and ashes, no. We pray because Christ is worthy. And he has given us access to the throne of grace. But just like Abraham, our petition and intercessions can only go so far. Oh, let not the Lord be angry. We cannot even know all that we need from him. Brothers and sisters, Abraham's intercession ends at 10. And we all know that the story goes, how the story goes for Sodom and Gomorrah. Not even 10 righteous were found there. Judgment came, and only Lot and his daughters were saved. So did Abraham fail? No. Abraham's faithful intercession foreshadowed something much greater. He who has ears, let him hear. This account shows Christ. Where Abraham stopped at 10, Jesus Christ went all the way to 1. Himself, God himself, came down to see. Unlike Abraham, Jesus did not just pray for the world, although he did that too. He did not plead with his father for the sake of 10. He did not ask God to spare the guilty for the sake of a few righteous. No, he became the righteous one. He took the place of the guilty. Jesus took the fire and brimstone of God's wrath on himself when we were there who had earned that judgment. As St. Paul writes in Romans 5, verse 8, but God showed his love for us that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Jesus is the one who stood in the breach, as Moses did, as Abraham did, but unlike them, he bore the wrath of God in our place. The cross of Christ is where justice and mercy meet. The innocent one was condemned so that the guilty might go free. This is the character of our God. This is the ultimate intercession. He loved us so much that he gave his only begotten Son. So, with that truth, what shall we then live? How then shall we live? Brothers and sisters, we are surrounded by a culture not unlike Sodom and Gomorrah. In this world, it is easy and safe to become numb and cynical. It would be easy to think God no longer sees or cares. But hear the proclamation today. He sees, he cares, his justice is real, and so is his mercy. Like Abraham, by faith, you can come before God and speak freely, not because you are perfect, but because you are covered in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Know that your prayers matter. God listens to you, not because your words are perfect, but because you have a perfect advocate that stands at his right hand. Our world is full of those who need your prayers. Like those for whom Abraham interceded, they may not even know that they need God's mercy. Those family members who have wandered away, friends and loved ones battling addiction, despair, grief, doubt. Some of our leaders who are in desperate need of wisdom, or your neighbors lost in unbelief. Never underestimate the power of your intercession and God's willingness to be merciful. Each Sunday when we rise for the prayer of the church, we rise and we do what Abraham did. We stand in the gap and we cry, Lord, have mercy. But ultimately, it is at the Lord's table, dear friends, there is the proof that your intercession is not in vain, because God himself comes down to see. At the altar, the judge of all the earth does not condemn you. No, he meets you there and he feeds you. He gives you the body and blood of Jesus, the one righteous man who gave himself for you and for the world. Hear his word today and have confidence that you are not Sodom. No matter what you have done, you are not condemned. You are covered in Christ. Those baptismal waters, together with the word, have washed away your sins. You are forgiven and your prayers are heard. Finally, each week we end our service with the benediction. In the final words of the service, we hear again the echo of Abraham's hope. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. This blessing reveals the character of the God of Abraham, alive and beating in Jesus Christ. This is the sacred heart of the God who holds you close to himself. So go in peace, pray boldly, trust without fear. Christ intercedes for you. Now, may the peace which passes all understanding guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. Please rise and we will proclaim together the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Continue now with the prayer of the church and the Lord's Prayer on page 8 of your bulletin. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the gift of divine peace and of pardon, with all our heart and with all our mind, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the Holy Christian Church here and scattered throughout the world, and for the proclamation of the gospel and the calling to all of faith, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this nation, for our cities and communities, for the common welfare of us all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For seasonable weather and for the fruitfulness of the earth, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who labor, for those whose work is difficult or dangerous, for all who travel, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those in need, for the hungry and homeless, for the widowed and orphaned, and for all those in prison, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick and all those in the prayers of our church, for the dying, for all those who care for them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Finally, for these and for all our needs of body and soul, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Please stand if you're able. Our benediction. The Almighty and merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless you and keep you.
Amen.
Our hymn this morning is hymn 837, Lift High the Cross.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining our service today at Trinity Lutheran Church in Alamosa, Colorado. We hope this worship service has been a blessing to you. If you would like to support our ministry, please visit our website by searching Trinity Lutheran Church Alamosa. On our website, click the link for Apple or Android devices to upload our app to your phone or tablet. Our app has many resources to help you. Thank you, and may the Lord bless you this week.
KSPK, Walsenburg, Alamosa, and Trinidad, Southern Colorado's best country music. It's 10 o'clock.
Comb your hair, she said, some kids don't. And her parents' dreams went up in